Good morning, I hope all is well. A good night of Shabbos. I just would like to finish the Gemara that we did not have a chance to finish this morning. It's like this tomorrow we can start new on Daf Chaf, Amud Aleph. So, just more than halfway down the Amud, we had a Gemara. The Gemara brought a Braisa which said the following, Tani Idach. A person sells his daughter and says, I'm selling her on the condition that you will not perform the mitzvah of Yiyud, which is to marry her. Says Rabbi Meir, Neskayim Hatanai, Div Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir's opinion is that such a condition can be made and the condition will have to be kept. He could disregard that condition that was made and he could marry the girl, the Amma. Why? That Tanai was subject to the laws of the Torah. The Torah says if a person buys an Amma of Riyah, then indeed he can marry her. And therefore, when the father sells her and makes that condition, he does not have the right to make that condition because the Torah already gave him the right. And he explains of Cholamas Namashikasa Batara Tnaoi Bato. When a person makes a condition based on something which is already stipulated in the Torah, the condition is going to be irrelevant. The Gemara says, hold on a second. Rabbi Meir Tanai Kayim, are you telling me that according to Rabbi Meir such a condition can be made? Vatanya, but we have a Braisa Haomer Laisha, Haret Mikdeshasli Amanash Encha Alai, She'er Ksusva'o. Now, a person who marries a woman and says, I'm marrying you, but I'm just going to throw in this condition that I'm not going to be responsible to provide any support, any clothing, or any physical intimacy. The halacha is a Reza Mikdeshas. The Kedushin works, however, Utinai Bato. His Tanai is going to be irrelevant, it will become null and void, and that is Div Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Clearly, he explains, the reason why that Tanai is going to be batal is because a person does not have the right to just usurp his responsibilities that the Torah gives him. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'davash b'mamon Tanai Kayam, with regard to She'er and Ksus, which is financial support and clothing, she's allowed to forgive the financials. However, when it comes to the physical part, she cannot go ahead and forgive that. But we see clearly there are mayors of the opinion that you can't just make a Tanai in what it says in the Torah. Gemara says, Amar Chizkiah Shani Hachi, according to Rabbi Meir, this case is going to be different. Of course, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that a person cannot make a condition to simply get out of a responsibility that the Torah gave him. But Shani Hacha, this case is different. Amar Krav, the pasuk says le'ama, v'chiyim karas bito le'ama. A person can sell his daughter as an ama, and since it says very clearly le'ama, that means pa'am she'enu mochra el le'ama bavad. There are some times when the sale only includes the service of ama, but nothing else. The Gemara says, okay, very nice. Rabbanan clearly disagree with that. So what do they do with the fact that the pasuk clearly stipulates le'ama? Rabbanan hai le'ama my avid le. What do they do with the word le'ama? They say, we actually have a chiddush from that. Haimi bai lehu l'chidatanya. We use that word le'ama to teach us another halacha. For it says in Abraisa, le'ama melamed shemokhra lepsulim. He's allowed to sell her as an amma, even if the people who are purchasing her as an amma are not qualified candidates to marry her. The Gemara says, hold on, why do you need a pasuk to teach you that she could be sold to somebody who's not qualified to marry her? V'alo dinhu. This is something we should figure out logically. Im mikadesh lepsulim, if a person is allowed to be mikadesh his daughter to someone who's pasul, that doesn't mean that he's really allowed to, it just means that it would work. Lo yim karen lepsulim, can't he? Would he not be able to sell her to a pasul? In other words, if he can actually do the kedushin, why can't he sell her? The Gemara says, that's not a comparison. Ma'ala mekadesha lepasulim, when it comes to be mekadesh someone to a pasul, that's different. Why? Shekin adam mekadesh esbito k'shehi naira. A person has a lot of rights when it comes to his daughter's marriage, because he's allowed to do that even while she is in the age of a naira. She's already gedola, before she turns into a bogaris, the stage of naira is a point in time when he can still marry her off. However, Yom Karen Lepsulim, he can't compare that to selling her to a pasul. Why? She'en adam mocher esbito k'shehi naira. Once a girl is a naira, the father loses the right to sell her. So therefore, we see when it comes to kedushin, he has an upper hand or a stronger hand. Tama lomer la'ama, that's why you have to have the word la'ama. The extra word teaches us, melamet shemoch lepsulim, That word Amma teaches us that he's allowed to actually sell her to someone who is pasul. Now, okay, Rabbi Lezer is another opinion. He says, Im lelamech mochlub sulim, if you're using the word la'ama to teach you that she's allowed to be sold to someone who's pasul, you don't need that. Why? Because hare kvar nemar. That's already taught somewhere else. It says, Im ra'a be'eni adoneha, if she is bad in the eyes of her master. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara explains, Shera'a b'nisu'eha, she is bad with regard to the nisuin, which means it's not a qualified marriage. He's not allowed to marry her. So, ma tama lomar la'ama. So now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that says, we already know that she's allowed to be sold to someone who can't marry her, because the pasuk says, Imra'a be'ini adonaha, and that means that she is sold to somebody who can't marry her. So what's the extra word of la'ama teaching us? That teaches us that she's allowed to be sold to krovim, to relatives, not just somebody who's pasul, but someone who's actually a relative. So the Gemara says, hold on a second. Why do you need the word la'ama to teach you that she could be sold to a relative? V'halo dinhu. Can't we figure that out logically? If a person can actually sell his daughter to a pasul, lo yun karena l'krovim, can he not sell her to a relative? Gemara says, no, they're not comparable. Mala mochra l'psulim, when it comes to selling a girl to someone who's pasul for her, she'im ratza liayed miayed. If indeed they want to do yid, it might be aser, but miyayid, it will actually take effect, it will work. However, when it comes to a relative in krena l'krovim, shim ratzel yayid enu miyayid. If a person who's a relative, a close relative, wants to do yid, even if they try to do it, even if they do it, it doesn't work. So therefore, they're not comparable. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer says, amar kral la'ama, you have the word la'ama, malamet shemokhra l'krovim. So let's just quickly review over here. If we have, according to Rabbi Meir, the word la'ama teaches us that she can be sold and a condition can be made that yid will not take place. According to the Chacham, the word la'ama teaches us that she can be sold to a pasul. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the word la'ama teaches us that she can be sold to a relative. Now, Rabbi Meir lepsulim nafgale mehechad nafgale l'Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Meir used the word la'ama. He already used it, so he exhausted that possibility. So now how does he know that she can be sold to a pasul? Well, he uses it from the place that Rabbi Eliezer learns it out from. Bekrovim savol akrabban. When it comes to relatives, he holds like the Rabbanon. The Amri who say emochel akrovim. Indeed, she can't be sold to krovim. So he does not need the word to teach them. Sorry, he does not need the word to teach him that she can be sold to a relative, because he indeed is of the opinion that she can't be sold to a relative. Tani chada mochala aviv. There are we learned in one place that she can be sold to his father. So therefore, a person can sell his daughter to his father. So it would be granddaughter to grandfather. V'ein mochala b'no, he can't sell his daughter to one of his sons. V'tani idach, we learned in another place, ein mochala l'aviv v'lo l'bno. A girl cannot be sold not to her grandfather and not to her father's son. So Bishlam emochel lo la'aviv lo l'bno krabanan. I understand why one brisa would say she can't be sold either to a son or to her father's father, because it's a relative. El emochel la'aviv emochel lo l'bno kaman. When it says a person can sell to his father but cannot sell to his son, which opinion does that follow? It seems like this is some kind of hybrid over here. Lo krabanan, lo krab Eliezer. It doesn't follow anyone's opinion. Or it says lo olam krabanan. It does follow the opinion of the rabbanan. However, mod rabbanan hechad ikatzad yid. The rabbanan would agree if there's a possibility that yid could take place. Let's just draw this out over here. If you have father, son, and then the amma in question. So it's true that the father who sells, let's just make this, give some names here. You have Yaakov, Reuven, and you'll have Leah. So now Reuven would like to sell his daughter Leah to his father Yaakov. Now it's true that Yaakov cannot perform Yud. However, it would be possible for the uncle of this girl, who is the grandfather's son, to perform yid. So therefore, since it's possible for the grandfather to own her as an amma and to be able to administer some type of yid that would work by marrying her off, in other words, marrying his granddaughter off to his son, which is her uncle, that would work. It's true he can't do it, but there's a possibility of yid. We'll continue tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, on Shabbos, from the words Tan Rabbanan. Have a wonderful Shabbos.